This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
So if you've been listening to the radio in the past week or so, you've probably heard quite a few of school closings and cancellations, given the weather we've had for the past month, really. And sometimes on Tri-State's public radio, we'll run down that entire list, and sometimes we'll suggest you go to the website, tristatesradio.com, and look for the information there. Last week, I received an email from a listener complaining about the idea of sending listeners to the website. He said it was a disservice to the audience, that we should still be sharing this information on the radio. I'm wondering what the two of you think. Given there are so many sources out there. In fact, a lot of school districts will have the information out to parents before they contact the radio station, whether it's through a text or a Facebook message or something like that. There are so many different ways school districts get the information out there. Do you think, Lisa, that school cancellations still serve a purpose on the radio?
I do. I think it's an important public service, and even though I have a kindergartner and sometimes I get the news first by text or on my answering machine, it's true. There are myriad ways now to get that message. But there was one morning last week when I heard it first at 6:20 on Tri-States. And I also heard that Western was closed, and that's where I work. So I like hearing it on the radio. There was also one day last week where our internet was down, so I wouldn't have been able to go to the website. I think it still belongs, even though I can understand why it could get tedious for radio announcers to read that list over and over, especially if you have other news you want to be getting to.
Yeah, this is uniquely a radio station problem here because my experience is in television. We're able just to roll that lower third graphic and put all of the school closings on there. Yeah, once in a while, we will actually announce them if there's just maybe a few schools that are closed and there's some kind of odd situation where one school is closed. We'll announce that as a news story. But for the most part, we really don't have to do that long list and take up our airtime with all the school closings. We're able just to announce or just to have that information scroll on the bottom of your screen. For radio, yeah, I do see it as being something where you're taking away from other airtime. You have other stories you like to focus on, and now you have maybe 10 minutes you have to vote just to talk about all the school closings in the area. But I do think maybe, and obviously I'm sure you guys have something in place here at Tri-States, but maybe you every half hour or every 15 or every 15 minutes you talk about school closings. So it's, maybe it's a standard where people tune in at a certain time and they know that they'll hear the school closings if there are during that time during the newscast or whatever is airing on that show.
There are time constraints with the radio, too. There are some breaks that are just 30 seconds, the network breaks that are just 30 seconds. You don't have time to run down an entire list during that 30 seconds. There are other breaks that are during morning edition, for example, that are 2 minutes in length. And, of course, you have your newscast, which are longer than that. Those would be opportunities to read that entire list. But when you only have 30 seconds, yeah, and you still want people to know that you have the information and that they can find it, that's when you direct them to the website. Another issue, Lisa, you mentioned, there might be a day you don't have power and you don't have the access to the website. There are people who, no matter what the conditions are, simply don't have web access. And
right,
I think we sometimes forget about that. Even in our Shop Talk discussions, we talk so much about new media, digital media, all the new things going on, but not everybody has that easy access at home, right?
That's true. We push to the web quite a bit, and especially television stations will push the web on purpose. And the whole reasoning behind that is to get the eyes on our website to bring revenue to our website. So advertisers are being looked at by the people who go to our website. So, I mean, a lot of the reason we do push the website is not necessarily a time constraint for the story.
You know, well, you're speaking in terms of commercial television.
I'm talking about commercial TV.
We're service-oriented at Tri-States Public Radio, so we're not really trying to get eyeballs to advertisers.
Yeah, you guys do have different reasons behind why you would tell people to go to the website. But most of the time it is, at least in commercial land, it's because we're trying to get some revenue. And I don't see that for you guys. That's not why you're pushing the website. It really is time constraints.
And I appreciate, as a listener, when you say we will run through that whole list at such and such a time. And I do think it probably increases your listenership on those days.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know, when people are tuning in to hear if their school's closed that morning.
Well, I know from looking at web hits, and we can see how many people click on different articles on our website. And when we have weather-related announcements up there, I mean, that's easily the most hit-upon article. So if a lot of people are looking at that on the website, then obviously there's an interest. And like you're saying, Lisa, there's probably a lot of people who are going to still be tuned in. Despite all these different ways of finding out the information, there are still people who are going to be tuning into the radio to hear that actual announcement.
It may seem quaint and old-fashioned in this time. But I do think, not just during bad weather, but there are other kinds of events. Well, I don't know, tornadoes come to mind when you want your radio on. And, especially because you could have like a weather radio or something that's not relying on electricity during a crisis. So yeah, I think it still fills a need.
This whole issue is the subject of a column and written by someone for the RTDNA, the
Chris
Radio
Carl.
Television Digital News Association. And I think, Jasmine, you were saying a lot of people who responded to that particular piece also favor continuing to read this information on the radio.
Yes, they want the school closings on the radio. They see it as something that's necessary just as information for the local audience. So a lot of people here are pro keeping school closures on the radio.
Well, and that's, the local information, and we've talked about hyper-local on this program before and how important it is to really serve your special market. And I guess this is another way of actually doing that. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.